can count on.
I'm here with Candace Kindred from Teriyaki Madness. Candace, you brought the madness to Sheridan.
Tommy, hi. We sure did. I met my husband, Matt, right here in Sheridan, and we knew this was the perfect place to bring the madness. Teriyaki Madness, that is.
I hear it's been crazy busy.
Oh, yeah. The whole county showed up our first week. We've had some long lines, but everyone's been awesome and so patient while we get in the groove.
Well, come see what all the madness is about. Teriyaki Madness on Coffeen Avenue, right behind Scooter's Coffee.
The Kids Academy in Sheridan reminds listeners that the holidays are a special time of year for caring, sharing, and remembering everything we're grateful for. For many local families, the holidays are not such a joyous occasion. Make sure you drop off a canned good or food item to your local parish or donation center and make this season brighter for an underprivileged child throughout our area. The Kids Academy in Sheridan gives your child tender, loving care in a safe learning environment. KidsAcademySheridan.com or 675-8287.
Are you looking to make extra cash and sell your unwanted items? Go to SheridanMedia.com, post your items for free, or choose from our menu of options. You can have your items posted in the Country Bounty, read on Swap Shop, or listed on the front page of SheridanMedia.com. Go to the classified section on SheridanMedia.com. Let's get your items sold and turned into cash. If you're a business owner, you can post your employment opportunities. It's all right there, classified section, SheridanMedia.com.
This is Public Pulse, your information and conversation program, brought to you by First Federal Bank and Trust. You can voice your opinion by calling 672-KROE. That's 672-5763. Now, your host for Public Pulse, Floyd Whitey.
Monday, November 3rd, from Wyoming's Emerald City, I'm Floyd Whiting, and this is Public Pulse. Our guests this morning are Hub on Smith Hubcaps Director, Susie Hills, and Director of Development out at the Hub on Smith, Ryan Koltiska. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning, and thank you for having us.
Oh, it's an absolute pleasure. How are things at the Hub, buddy?
Well, we're doing all right. Services continue, and the need is up. And we're just really thankful for our community who's stepped up to help make all that happen.
You say the need is up. Are you seeing more folks come in and either register or join? Or
we are, yeah. Yes. There's been just an influx this past few months of people coming in and signing up. And we're up this past year over even what clients, per client, we're having more services per client over this past year. So there's just an increased need.
What about the meal delivery program? Is that getting a massive influx since things like the shutdown and all of that have started to take effect?
It's not massive. It's just kind of a consistent need, and it kind of just ticks up.
Your slow growth. Mm-hmm. You see it. Yeah. Never seems to go down.
No, it doesn't go down.
That's incredible. You know, that it's such a vital service within the community. We're switching gears on you. Who are the Hubcaps, Susie?
The Hubcaps are the choir at the Hub, and so the name came from the Hub, the Hubcaps, and occasionally when the band plays, they're called the Lugnuts.
Oh, that's incredible. That's pretty ingenious. Now, who formed this little group? Do you know where the idea of it all came from?
Of this show in particular?
Of the Hubcaps
Of the Hubcaps. A gal named Evelyn Gurnow, I think was her last name, started a smaller group. In the originally Jane Perkins had it, and then I think it stopped for a few years, and then Evelyn started it up again with the idea of having a small group and more doing pop music and things like that. And I was asked to direct a Christmas show, and so that's how I got involved, is doing a Christmas show a few years ago. And I just do the fall or Christmas portion, and Amanda...
Alan.
Alan does the spring part of her
Hubcaps. How fun. So everybody kind of gets a little bit of the directorial duties.
Yeah.
Now, were the Lugnuts always part of it, or were they kind of a cappella for a while?
That's the band. So the drums and the bass. So they were just, I think Evelyn called them that when they played for her groups back when she was doing it.
How fun is that? What a fantastic opportunity to head on down to the Hub and not just see it, but if you can sing, if you can perform, can you join it?
The choir, absolutely. I think last year I had 39 in the group.
Oh, wow. This is a lot bigger than I thought.
Oh, no. We have 58 for this. We have 58 people in the choir for this concert. Now, I did do what I called Hubcaps and Friends. I'm a former teacher from Sheridan High School, and I have some former students. And I just wanted to have a little bit larger choir. And so probably about 10 people in this group are not senior citizens per se. They're okay. Getting up there, though. They're getting up there.
I'm glad I'm not in there.
My beard has started to go a little gray myself. Now, let's talk about the Liberty Veterans Day celebration. Tell me a little bit about that.
I'm just really excited about this. How this kind of got started was, and this is, I shouldn't even really say this, but I really didn't want to do another Christmas concert because I was kind of running out of ideas. And I thought, what can I do different? And then I remembered when I was teaching at Sheridan High School back in the 80s and 90s, we did a program called Liberty, and it was a pre-programmed hour-long concert. And I loved it back then. I did it twice with my students in high school. In fact, one of the people that's going to be in the choir was in that program back in the 80s when she was in high school. She actually lives in California, and her folks live here. She's coming back to sing with the choir. So, because she did it back then. It gets me away from Christmas, and I've always wanted to do something for Veterans Day. And I thought, this is a perfect opportunity to celebrate Liberty. It's very non-political. There's nothing political about this show. It's just a celebration of America that we really, most of us, love. And it's a good way to honor the veterans. So we have some wonderful things that are going to happen in the show. For instance, we will have a slideshow of 100 veterans that were given to us by local people in the community, families and friends.
Yeah.
So we will be showing all those that their name, their rank, and what service branch they were. We'll show that before the show, and then we'll show it again during the show. We also have a PowerPoint that's going to be going on throughout the whole show that matches the narrations and the music and some really beautiful slides and things. We have some little characters that are going to be show up in the show that don't speak, but play different little characters, and a narrator. Aaron Linden is our narrator.
Aaron Linden.
Yes.
Oh, fantastic.
Yes. You know him?
I do.
Okay.
Very well.
Well, anyway, so he's part
great
of this.
Great narrator. Yes. Fantastic choice.
Yes. And so the show actually has history in it, and there's things from the Gettysburg Address. There's things from the Constitution, just some folk music history. It's just going to be a wonderful show, and I think it's a show for everyone. There isn't anybody that can't see this that's not going to enjoy part of it. There'll be parts where you probably laugh, but there'll be parts that I think are going to be pretty emotional, too.
Yeah.
Dan Burgess singing God Bless the USA, backed by the rest of the men in the choir, I think is going to be a real emotional kind of song.
Oh, that's fantastic. How long did it take you to kind of get all of this laid out, formatted, and set to go?
Well, I started in September. I got the program, and I had all the copies of the music at the high school from when I was in. It's still there, still has my handwriting on it. So I said, give me those 75 copies. I want that. And the gal that is our accompanist was my accompanist in high school. So that's really fun. She's retired from Sheridan High School, Lisa Robertson. And we're working together again, and we've both done this show twice, so we feel very comfortable with it. It's a really well-written show. The music is very cool, and everybody will know almost every song in the show. So
that's so great.
It's really, really going to be a great show for people.
With the Hubcaps and the Lugnuts and the other individuals, these are people who've probably sung most of their lives, if not all of their lives. And so there's probably not a whole lot of instruction that you got to
do. Oh, you don't know me. Anybody listening to this that's been a former student, I treat these just like I did. Ryan's laughing over here because
students.
He had, yes. No. Well, yes and no. I'm kind of particular how I want things done. I'm a bit of a perfectionist when it comes to choirs. And so I can't help myself. I'm a teacher first. And so I'm constantly teaching whether they like it or not. And the hard part is I expect them to do what I say.
But on the opposite side of that, that's why she creates such beautiful things, is because she has these high expectations.
Absolutely.
And people respect her for what she does. So,
well, I just want to bring out the best. Everybody has to give experience. Me their best. Right. They will get my best and I expect their best. And boy, can we create something beautiful when we all do that.
Absolutely. So, absolutely. Yeah. And that was something that I was kind of trying to hint at. The teacher doesn't go away.
No, not at all.
That
no,
doesn't vanish. There. He's no. always there, always willing to actually teach. And I think right. that's actually pretty amazing because, you know, we talk often about programs and things up at the Hub. And learning never stops. You never actually perfect anything in your life. So there's always something that can be improved on. There's always something that I can learn that I didn't know yesterday. So I think it's actually fantastic that the Hubcaps and that you're taking this approach to it.
I think you're going to be surprised by this choir. I mean, you look up there and yes, there's a lot of gray hair, but they're I think they're going to surprise people. I don't even know if it's going to be hard to all be on the stage at the same time because the YO Theater stage is not very wide. And so I guess I have some challenges in making sure you can see everybody in the choir.
Oh, wow.
But it'll, and they're in cost or in attire,
yeah.
matching attire. It's going to be visually also very beautiful to look at.
Oh, that's fantastic. You're looking at the stage at the YO and wondering if the stage is going to be wide enough.
No, I already know that. I've already know that we're going to have some issues, but having done 25 years of high school and how many shows, I'm used to working with problems and solving them.
Yeah.
So I think that's a, you know, a plus for me is that I've been through these problems before and I'm pretty confident I can solve all them.
Absolutely. So, when and where is the performance going to be?
The performance is November 11th, Tuesday, at the YO Theater, and it's at 1 o'clock and 6:30. And the best part is it is free. Nobody pays anything to come to this concert. So, and that was my original goal. I want to do this, and I don't want to do something that people have to pay to see. I want this to be a gift to our community. And fortunately, that has happened because of our sponsors
yeah.
that have helped us, which we will.
Yeah, who helped you get there?
Our sponsors are the Marna M. Kuhn Foundation.
Keeney.
My mistake. So sorry. First Northern Bank, Sheridan Johnson Board of the Wyoming Community Foundation, the Rotary Foundation, Alice and Christopher Sherwood, Lauren and Bev Lightnam in honor of Kelly Lightnam, Mike and Mary Beth Evers in honor of Jug Brangert and John Evers, Littlehorn Bank and Tandem Productions, as well as some in-kind from the Hub.
That's fantastic. I recognize a lot of names in there. Ryan, when you look at something like this performance that's coming up, I mean, first off, pretty amazing. Second, how does that fit into the Hub's mission overall?
Yeah, it is. First of all, I've been sitting down in the hallway as they practice, and this is incredible. Like, it just sounds
lucky.
Beautiful.
You're so lucky. Yeah.
It sounds like a professional choir, and that's Susie just expects that, and it's wonderful. But it fits into our mission. Like, you know, it's part of our fun and wellness activities, and Hubcaps themselves are actually part of our creative aging. We get some monies from the Wyoming Arts Council for creative aging opportunities. And you mentioned like the teaching part.
Yeah.
All of those creative aging opportunities are ways, like they're 8-week programs where you learn and you're taught things and you grow on your skills because the belief is you're not done learning, you're not done growing. And so the Hubcaps are part of that. Like you learn and you grow and you keep up your skills because you're not done yet.
Yeah.
I mean, who knew that you're not done yet when you're over 60?
Well, and I think it's important that we actually point that out because a lot of people kind of do think, okay, well, I've hit this age and maybe it's not I'm done learning, but it's just I don't have the opportunities to do so. And so I think, you know, the hub having this creative aging program that's in place, and correct me if I'm wrong, but there's also strong partnerships through that with YO Play, if I remember correctly, the YO Theater.
There is some partnerships throughout the year, our Young at Heart players with the YO Theater. There's that, so they do the theater usually in the spring, and that's in connection with the YO Play group. And but then the hub itself does some of their own creative aging stuff with the hubcaps and lug nuts, and we also do some art stuff. So it's all part of the continued learning, continued growing, and just getting out there and being part of the community.
And again, I don't think it's anyone sitting in a chair thinking I'm done learning. I think it's just they don't see the opportunity. So folks, if you know, there's so much more to learn out there.
And the opportunity, man, it's out there. Like, just come and look at our schedule. There should be something for everybody.
Absolutely. All you got to do, you guys pretty good about keeping that schedule up online as well. Head over to the hubs on Smith's website.
Yeah, our calendar has everything listed. So you can get on our website. We post things often. We put events on our Facebook, and then everything's posted in the hub itself. So you can just, lots of opportunity.
Susie, I got to take a commercial, but before I go, looking back on this, what's been the biggest challenge so far?
Nothing.
Nothing?
I mean, I know that's weird to say, but because I've done this so often,
You have your process.
Yes, I have a process, and I'm on track. I feel like I'm on track for my process, and I'm very excited for... I'm just really excited about this show. I can't wait to get there. You know, I just think it's going to be such a gift to people.
It's always that moment when everybody gets up on stage.
Yes.
The crowd is settling. Everyone's kind of figuring out, do I have my feet in the right spot? And then that curtain gets cued.
Yeah.
That's the anticipation.
It is. Can I just mention that the tickets are free and you can get them at the YO Theater by going to the YO, or you can get them online by going to the YO Theater website. So I just want to make sure people know that there is reserved seating, but it's free.
Okay, so there you go, folks. Jump on there, grab your free ticket. What a great opportunity and a fantastic show to take your family to. You know, Veterans Day is very important around here, and I love to see programs happening during that day. On that, I got to take a quick commercial break. We're going to have more with Hub on Smith after this. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE, 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
Since 1935, First Federal Bank and Trust has been a cornerstone of Sheridan.
And to celebrate 90 years of community commitment, we're donating $90,000 to 10 nonprofit organizations in Sheridan. Each month through November, we'll honor our legacy of community support by investing in a local nonprofit.
This month, First Federal will award $9,000 to the Community Cupboard.
90 years, $90,000. Community commitment at its finest. Visit efirstfederal.bank, member FDIC.
Bricks and mortar, sticks and stone, a house is a house until you make it a home. Sandbox, hopscotch, yardstick on the wall, backyard soccer goal, laughter down the hall. This is Lisa Hansen with MC2 Realty. Don't settle for the first house that works. Let's find the one that's home. I'll put my years of experience and extensive knowledge of the local market to work for you. Buy or sell with confidence. Call me, Lisa Hansen, at 307-763-3964. And we'll start your home journey today.
Help celebrate the 250th anniversary of the United States by designing a flag for your Sheridan County community. Sage Community Arts invites designs from each of the 14 cities and towns in the county. One design will be chosen from each to begin flying the first week of January. To enter, scan the QR code in this week's Country Bounty for a link with format information and to submit your design. This contest sponsored in part by Sage Community Arts and Sheridan Media.
Every dent's a villain, but Sheridan's got a hero. Vulcan Collision Center. From bent frames to scratched paint, they'll bring your car back to life. Vulcan is Sheridan's own hero of the road. The villains are parking lot dings, deer on the highway, hailstorms. Our hero, ta-da! Vulcan Collision Center. Taking down dents one battle at a time. In Sheridan, you'll find them in the Holly Seed building under that huge chimney.
It's time to vote for your favorite pet in the Pet-O-Ween contest at SheridanMedia.com. Help your favorite pet win $100 in chamber bucks from Mandy Koltiska with Century 21 BHJ Realty and a $100 gift card to Shipton's Big R. Winner is by most votes, and you can vote one time each day. Pet-O-Ween, presented by Shipton's Big R and Mandy Koltiska with Century 21 BHJ Realty. Vote now at SheridanMedia.com.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse. I'm your host, Floyd Whiting. This morning we're speaking with Hub-On Smith Hubcamps Director, Susie Hills, and the Director of Development for the Hub-On Smith, Ryan Koltiska. Now, the Hub has a new director joining the team today. Ryan, can you tell us a little bit about Dustin Stevens?
Yeah, today is his first day at the Hub, so we are excited to have somebody in that role after 4 months of not having somebody in that role. So that'll be great. Dustin joins us. He's most recently from the Volunteers of America. He was their director of mission there. And so he's jumping over to be our new executive director.
Now, were there any qualities that you can think of off the top of your head that really made Steven stand out for the position?
So this was a board-directed search.
Higher.
So they had more interaction. But a couple things that they mentioned, they just really liked just how mission-driven he is and how he's just spent most, you know, a lot of his career just serving people. And so he just has a real passion for serving people and making sure that they're taken care of.
I think, you know, when it all boils down to it, that's what it is, isn't it? Service. I mean, if that's your goal in mind, then I think the Hub's a great place to put your time, to serve others, help others.
And you have to be passionate about that because it's not easy.
Yeah.
And there's always going to be roadblocks.
And challenges.
And so you have to be really passionate about it. And, you know, I think one of the things that made Carmen so successful for 25 years is that she never let a roadblock stop her. Mm-hmm. Like she was so passionate about serving people and meeting needs that she almost couldn't see those roadblocks. She just figured it out, right?
You know,
and I think that's a great thing. I think Dustin will succeed because of that.
For me, you know, I've served under some great leaders in my time, and one thing that they all shared, the great ones in my mind, they saw a challenge, and they didn't see the dip. They saw the opportunity. And that can be so difficult, you know, and I'll admit it's difficult for me. When you take a situation and you see how hard it's going to be, but then you find a way to turn it to your advantage, you know, that is difficult to do.
Yeah.
And it's great to see leaders who are able to do that. How does the addition of the new director fit into long-term goals?
Well, first of all, directors actually do things, so it's really nice to have one.
Yeah.
You know, the board has stepped into that role the past 4 months. As you know, without a director, the board takes on that piece. And so just, and then a lot of the next level, us directors of finance and human resources in my role, you know, we are taking on the everyday logistic piece. And so it's just too much. So just in general, somebody needs to be in that role to do the things that role does. But you know, there's a lot to take on. There's a growing senior population. They expect the senior population in Sheridan to grow up in 2030. So we've got another 5 years or so of it growing before it levels off. They're not expecting it to drop, just to level off.
And boomers, man.
And we're already one of the highest in the state. We're almost 30% 60 plus. It's like 29% 60 plus. And so it's a big
here
number.
In Sheridan
County.
That's 60, incredible.
Those over 60, it's 29% of our population. And that's expected to grow. And because it is a popular place to be. And so there's that need for, like I mentioned, you know, all of our services, there's just kind of this gradual uptick, and that's not expected to decline
here. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of factors that go into making someplace a retirement community. You think Sheridan has all those factors, those boxes checked?
I think in general, we have quite a few of them, which makes it one of the reasons people move here. We have a really strong, we have access to a good medical community, and that's important
for
people.
Growing, right? Holy cow.
Yeah. And so that's important as people make those decisions. We have, you know, I mean, people may argue with this one, but we have a relatively low cost of living. And when you go to other places in the country, yes, we actually do have a relatively low cost of living. And we have, honestly, I think our senior center is one of the things that makes people feel comfortable. I mean, that's really our mission, is like, we want you to feel comfortable aging here.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have the services as you age to make you feel comfortable, whether you're dealing with brain change or you need in-home services or you need transportation. Like, that's those are the things that people are like, okay, I am covered in the case that something happens. And so we have all those things. And so I think we are part of that solution for people.
Now, what do you think are some, and maybe they've been outlined and kind of handed to him, or maybe he's still evaluating the situation. He doesn't even have his feet underneath him as of yet. Today's his first day. But what do you think some of the immediate priorities Stevens will be taking on?
I think the big one right now is just financial stability. We've had a really difficult year, and we had to cut $500,000 from our budget, and we don't foresee we don't foresee that it's getting better. In fact, we got news last week or the week before that we are not receiving another $120,000 from the state next year, and so it's it's just another cut.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just, you know, financial stability and financial, like, revenues and figuring out how to do this long term when the need is up and our funding is down.
Doing more with less.
Yes. And we are. We did that $500,000 cut from our budget for this new fiscal year, which started October 1, but we haven't cut any services. And so we are doing more with less, and people are working really hard with a skeleton crew. And I'm really proud of the people that that are doing what they're doing, because we are doing a lot more with a lot less.
When it comes to programs, initiatives, I would imagine that all of those have been put on hold. Unless, and this is a question, not a statement, a volunteer comes down and says, I want to teach a class.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, our fun and wellness program is very strongly volunteer-led, almost primarily. Like Susie.
Yeah.
She gets paid with lots of high fives.
It's
also a great opportunity, you know, those as you're, you know, people looking for things to do or ways to give back or use their skills to teach people. Like, we have those opportunities, and we have a community life coordinator that organizes all those people, and that's their goal, is to organize these classes and opportunities for people. You know, we've got like Steve Dostreski, who he leads all of our outdoor recreation stuff, and we've got volunteer Mary Lou leads our boom class, which is a fitness class. We've got art volunteers. We've got all sorts of volunteers that are coming down and say, hey, I'd like to do this. And yeah, there's no limit to that one.
Ryan, if someone wanted to volunteer, give their time at the hub to help try to make up this difference somehow, what do they need to do, partner?
Yeah, just give us a call, 672-2240. And the best way right now is Christy Beyer is our new community life coordinator, and she's organizing all that. So just ask for Christy, and she'll get you connected.
All right. Ryan, Susie, it was an absolute pleasure to meet you. I'm looking forward to that show. Thanks for coming in this morning, guys, and I'm looking forward to the program. Thanks.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
All right. When we return, we're going to speak with local artists Ashley Cooper, Nick Swenson. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM, Sheridan.
Since 1935, First Federal Bank and Trust has been a cornerstone of Sheridan.
And to celebrate 90 years of community commitment, we're donating $90,000 to 10 nonprofit organizations in Sheridan. Each month through November, we'll honor our legacy of community support by investing in a local nonprofit.
This month, First Federal will award $9,000 to the Community Cupboard.
90 years, $90,000. Community commitment at its finest. Visit efirstfederal.bank, member FDIC.
What would Christmas be without tradition? Without the comfort of home, the joy of family, and small children? Open your heart this year during the 26th annual Christmas Wish Campaign. Due to temporary circumstances beyond their control, some families, friends, and neighbors will struggle to make ends meet, let alone have a Merry Christmas. It's tradition for the Christmas Wish Campaign to bring the spirit of the holidays to those individuals. In the past, we've assisted several people with everything from bills and food to clothing, Christmas trees, and toys for children.
Please send your Christmas Wish nominations and donations to P.O. Box 5086 Sheridan or submit them online at SheridanMedia.com as soon as possible. All wishes must be submitted in writing and must include your name and phone number. There are follow-up questions our committee will need to have answered to properly assess each wish. Wishes must be received by Friday, November 29th.
Partners for this year's Christmas Wish Campaign are First Federal Bank and Trust, Heartland Kubota, Advanced Auto Body, Wyoming Corporate Office, Odell Construction, and A-Line Roofing and Exteriors.
Traveling for the holidays? Well, this holiday season, Sheridan is offering even more ways to fly. From November 25th through December 1st, enjoy three daily United flights between Sheridan and Denver, morning, mid-morning, and evening. And booking your flight is easy through United.com. The United app or United reservations at 800-United-1. Tickets are also available on Travelocity, Expedia, Kayak, and other booking companies. This holiday season, fly local, fly Sheridan.
Sheridan County High School seniors, here's your opportunity to earn a $1,000 scholarship to put towards your education or vocational training. All you have to do is attend 10 church services, any church, and record each one in your attendance log. Pick up your log today at the Sheridan County YMCA. Last year, students right here in Sheridan County earned more than $46,000 through this program, and this year they want to include you. Take the first step towards your future and stop by the YMCA to pick up your log. Presented by the Sheridan County YMCA, building spirit, mind, and body for all.
This time of year, everything in Wyoming gets tested. Your patience with the wind, your brakes on the ice, and especially your roof. At Brandon 307 Roofing and Exteriors, we know Wyoming weather, and we make sure that your roof passes the test. Our metal roofing, impact-resistant shingles, and expert work keep your cold out and the comfort in. Working with insurance, we take the hassle out of your hands. Go with the name you know. Call Brandon 307 Roofing and Exteriors, or visit us at Brandon307.com. Brandon 307, branding Wyoming, one home at a time.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse, proudly brought to you by our friends out there at First Federal Bank and Trust. I'm Floyd Whiting. First thing apart this morning, we're joined by local Sheridan artists, Ashley Cooper and Nikki Swenson. Good morning, ladies.
Good
welcome
morning.
To the show.
Good morning.
All right. Now, you're both local artists right here. I love talking to artists because motivation, determination, inspiration, and all the shins. There's a lot of stuff that you need to have in your heart to be an artist. Ashley, when in your life did it hit you first that this is what you wanted to do?
Art's a through line of my life. I knew when I was little that this is something that I was going to do my whole life. And I think it was the teachers in my elementary school that we didn't have an art program, but they were really good about pulling kids in from recess and having special art classes for them. And then as that progressed, as my educational career progressed, I always had really good art teachers that championed me and encouraged me and really pushed me to continue on with my art. So,
Ashley, is there any one person or is it a group?
I had a really great art teacher in high school. Her name was Mrs. Dutton. But I also had a great ceramics teacher. His name was Mr. Binder. I always had really good adults around me encouraging me. So there's a lot. And I continue to have good people around me encouraging me to continue with my art. So,
yeah.
So it's always been a thing.
A life's worth.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you, Nikki?
I knew when I was a little girl that I wanted to either do music or artwork. Without a doubt, I would be singing or doing art nonstop all the time. I grew up in a very small town where we only had so much of those programs. And then when we moved to Sheridan, there was so much more in the community and how they support arts with kids. So I would do all the choirs, all the bands, all the art classes.
You put your name on every list.
I did. And so like Susie Schatz-Benson, who was just here, or her name has changed, of course, but she was wonderful with all the choir. And when I got to college, I got a minor in music and I studied art a little bit on the side. But you didn't know how you were going to pursue it as a career, because when we were growing up, it doesn't necessarily, it's more like a hobby necessarily than a career. So fixing that in your brain to say, no, you can pursue this. No, you can have a career in this. It's okay to do this.
They don't call it the struggling artist for nothing, right?
Yeah, but you don't have to necessarily struggle. Once you get the hang of it, you can.
But you find your knack, right?
Yeah.
Or your niche. Now, when it comes to mediums that you work in, Nikki, what do you work in?
Mostly acrylics, sometimes watercolors and inks, but yeah, mostly water-based paints.
Any particular reason why you chose that medium?
You know, I was always worried about like working with the chemicals and stuff you do with oils to cleaning them and breathing in all of that. You don't necessarily smell it, but you're breathing it in. Acrylics were always healthier, non-toxic paints. Nowadays, there's other ways to clean your brushes and your paints with oils, so it's not as toxic. But I've stuck in that niche because it's what felt comfortable for me. Not to say I won't ever play outside of it, but yeah.
But you've got things that you'd like to use.
I do, yes.
Ashley, what about you?
Well, that's an interesting question for Ashley. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of all over the place. I love to play with different mediums. I also do a lot of photography.
I was going to say, I think I kind of know you as a photographer.
Yeah, I do a lot of photography, but I do a lot of mixed media art, a lot of printmaking, a lot of playing and mess making. And I'm very fortunate to be able to do or have the opportunity to play around in the art realm myself, and then with a lot of other people, just like as being a teacher, a previous high school art teacher, and now a freelance artist who also gets to pour into other artists and then and other people within the community who want to play in the arts. I think having that range of mixed mediums really helps to just bring people in. And then so if I can have that breadth of media to play with, then it just gives me more opportunity to make art with other people.
Yeah, and why not, right?
Yeah, it's great.
Why not? And I've seen just about everything I could possibly imagine incorporated into art.
Yeah, absolutely.
In some form, in some way. Now, let's talk about Best of the Bighorns. What is this?
Well, the best, we were both chosen as Best of the Bighorns artists, which is a fun title to share with Nikki. And we thought, what a good opportunity to do something together, right?
A collaboration,
right? Right. And I love collaborating. So so we decided to do this show. And then we thought, well, how can we get this more community involvement? And then how can we also give back? So a portion of the profits that we make on this show will go back to a nonprofit, Bought Beautifully. And actually downtown is doing a great, like, businesses partnering up with nonprofits this weekend, or
two weekends from now.
And so it just kind of worked out that we could partner with Bought Beautifully in this way as well. So yeah, we just thought, let's go with this. Like, what a cool thing to have bestowed upon us, and what a cool thing to be able to do together.
So. Who was it that named you Best of the Bighorn?
It's like a community vote. So everybody chimes in on this social media and through the Sheridan Press to say, who's your favorite artist in the community? And I think they have pretty much everything across the board for businesses in the area. But for artists, it had the musicians was one, art and photography and all together. And then a bunch of other creative realms, but we won this one.
So. I will say this, you know, it's great to be recognized by peers, but to have the people be the ones that said, you know what, here's my favorite.
Yeah.
I think that's cool. Absolutely fantastic. That's got to feel good.
Yeah. It was very supportive and makes you feel like, hey, I'm not talking to the wall here.
Well, and I think a lot of artists out there would agree with me when I say, validation for your art is so important, and so many artists out there feel as if they just can't get that. You know, am I saying something? Mm-hmm. Is anybody hearing me?
Sure.
And then actually have the people say, well, not only am I hearing you, mm-hmm. but I want people to know that I'm hearing you. And I'm going to vote you to be best of the Bighorns. And I think that's pretty impressive. Now, are you going to be having a studio show or?
Yep. So the show is at my studio, downtown 415 North Main Street. My dear friend, Emily Robin Studio, or Emily Robin Photography. Her name is Emily Dillaway, but we share the studio space. And it's right across the street from Wells Fargo. And so it's a beautiful studio space. And we just thought this would be a good place to showcase what we've been creating.
Bright, beautiful walls, yeah. Big open space, tons of room for artwork to show both our, what we've been working on lately.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
tell me what that is.
The artwork?
Yeah.
Oh, there's so many.
So many.
It's just, I talk to a lot of individuals mm-hmm. who talk about collaboration.
Yeah.
Who talk about, you know, hey, this is, we're working together to put on a show or whatever. But when it comes to art, how does one collaborate? Does, you know, hey, I'll do the outlines, you color it in. I mean, what's a collaboration look like in a studio with two professional artists who were able to sit there and create one thing or a list of things or a collection of things?
Well, we're not collaborating on the art specifically. We're bringing in our own pieces, but maybe we should collaborate on something.
Really quick.
Sorry, I didn't mean to work all that out.
No, we should. That would be fun. But Nikki actually just got back from a residency in France. So a lot of the work that's going to be down there is going to be work that she created at this residency. So that's really exciting. Mm-hmm.
How long were you there?
2 weeks for Chateau Aquavaux is the artist residency. And you go and work with other artists by yourself, but in the same realm.
Yeah.
And you nonstop can focus on your work and the beautiful environment that you're in and create and to your full heart's desire. So it was pretty awesome.
What was the environment like? You know, I talked to people from UCross. I talked mm-hmm. to people from Gentel.
Mm-hmm.
And those artist residencies, you know, they walk outside.
Mm-hmm.
They look around the hills. They see the environment. Instant inspiration.
Yep.
Where were you?
Orquevaux is a small village in the countryside about 2.5 hours east of Paris. And it was heavenly. I mean, you come to this little village with all its cute homes and history, and then you walk up to this gate, opens for you. You go up this big hill, and there's this giant chateau that was run by a guy in the 1800s who specifically made it for artists and like made it important for the art world for artists to thrive. And then it got taken over during World War II, and of course, it lost its place. And then the people that run it now, Ziggy and Beulah are their names. They made it back for artists, making it important for us to have this like little utopia to work in for however long we can. And so you're surrounded by this gorgeous chateau and the history of it. And then as you look out across the landscape, it's like this beautiful like hills of forests and this lake with swans and this little boathouse and the fall colors coming in, mist flowing in and out throughout the day. It was like an absolute dream come true. Like to not be inspired, you'd have to be a very confused human being because it was awesome. Yeah.
Well, and you know, when people describe France,
mm-hmm.
you know, or what I guess a typical American would picture as, mm-hmm. as France, you just kind of nailed it.
Yeah.
You know, outside of Paris.
Yeah.
You know, I think like the French countryside.
It was.
I mean, how amazing is that?
It really was.
The history attached to that place mm-hmm. on top of all of it. So rich. Able to kind of pull from that as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be awesome.
What was your favorite piece that you created during mm-hmm. that time? And what did it feel like while you were creating it?
You know, you have your favorite music playing in the background. I have my own studio. So you're in the zone. And you were my friend Antonio, who was a photographer there, who was there at the time, captured this photo of the mist coming in and floating off the lake up into the trees. And it was like this gold hue and copper coming off of the mist. And it was heavenly. And so I asked him if it was okay if I tried to capture this in a painting. He said, go for it. So I, I bought this giant roll of canvas and I made the painting with like the gold coming off and the copper and the mist and the trees in the background and the hills and the lake. And it just glows. And it is my favorite thing that I did. And then, of course, I did a lot of stuff from Wyoming that influences me, that always stays with me no matter where I am. So the wildlife and the mountains and the nature. And yeah, I was just in heaven creating this dream world and trying to bring it back home to you guys.
And all of that will be available.
All of it will be there. Yep.
Ashley, when it comes to how you get into your process, you fall within your zone.
The flow.
Yeah. The flow. Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. What really gets you there?
You know, the flow is an interesting concept for artists, I think. And I don't know what gets me there, but it's something that will keep you there. Like all time just kind of ceases to exist when you're in the flow. And you just feel, it's euphoria. Like you just feel so good in the act of art making. The distractions, the intrusive thoughts, the to-do lists, the laundry, the all the things that you are constantly thinking about, especially as a woman, a mom, they all just kind of disappear. So it's a beautiful state to be in.
Almost like a meditation.
Yeah, absolutely.
How, you know, a lot of people who talk about meditation talk about the present. There is no past. Mm-hmm. There is no future. Yeah. There's only what's going on right here, right now. And what you just described to me was a meditation.
Yeah, for sure. It's like having blinders on.
Absolute presence.
Yep.
Now, what's your favorite piece that you're going to be showing?
Oh, boy.
And I know that's tough, right? Like, we all have kids, right?
Sure,
And which one's my favorite? I don't have a favorite.
Yeah, I don't have a favorite. As some of the work that I will be displaying at this show will be work that I've had for a little bit. So there's a piece that I'll have that I've done on a solar panel that I'm excited to show again. And I have another solar panel that's got the beginnings of some work that I might try to hammer out by that weekend. But a lot of my work is, I can't choose. I can't say like, this is what I'm excited to show or present to people, but I have work everywhere all around.
Why a solar panel?
Cause it was a material that was available to me, and I really like, upcycling, repurposing. So I do a lot of work on materials that aren't necessarily created for the sake of making art.
All right. I'm running out of time with you ladies, but there is a couple questions that I kind of touch on with every single artist or performer who comes in. Before I hit those questions, one more time, tell me where and when I can come see this.
Sure. Saturday, November 15th at 415 North Main Street. From 2 to 4.
And this is your studio.
Two to six. Thank you. That's why we need each other. Yeah. So this is at my studio. And the entrance is through the alley. So it's alley access.
Can you come in through the front door?
No, the front door will be.
There's locked. So the other photographer there takes up the front. Yep. And then so come in through the alley access.
Yep, come in through the alley. You can park on Main Street and walk around back, or there's a few parking spots in the back as well. So,
Ashley, an aspiring artist is out there listening right now. They haven't been able to actually achieve their dreams or maybe even get started.
Yeah.
What would you tell them?
So many things that I've already told to so many artists, being a former art educator. And that is to just keep going and just keep creating and find your joy within your art practice, and then surround yourself with people who are going to continually support you, cheerlead for you, champion you, and don't be afraid to take those risks, and don't be afraid to put yourself out there. I think that's the hardest part of being an artist. Like, sure, the recognition is nice, but it's also very uncomfortable. I would rather be Nikki's cheerleader and tell you all about all the great things she's doing before I would tell you anything that I'm doing. So it's that self-promotion, that marketing, it's hard, but it's, you have to do it. You have to do those things.
Nikki, same question.
You know, you need to always believe in yourself, no matter what anybody else thinks. You have to keep putting yourself out there. You have to, if this is what you love, then you have to do it. And doesn't matter what anyone else thinks. So keep going. Just keep going. Just keep swimming.
Yeah.
Tomorrow never shows up. Today is the best time to get anything done. And that includes starting your dream. Ladies, I want to thank you so much for coming in this morning. It was an absolute pleasure to meet
you
and
speak
with you. Greatly appreciate it. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you. Thanks.
All right. You've been listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
At First Federal Bank and Trust, we believe strong financial futures start with smart money decisions.
That's why First Federal partners with K-12 schools and local organizations to bring financial literacy to our community.
We tailor our free resources to fit your classroom or group, offering interactive bank tours, materials, and in-person education.
Want to help build a financial confidence?
Request a speaker or materials today at efirstfederal.bank.
First Federal Bank and Trust.
Investing in strong financial futures.
Decker Cole is currently hiring an experienced mechanic / welder. If you're a mechanic with welding ability, put your experience to use in this day shift position with excellent pay and benefits you'd expect from Decker Cole. Experience is definitely preferred. Applications are available now at Sheridan's Workforce Center. Check out this great offering today. Decker Coal Company, an equal opportunity employer.
Join the Wild Theater for the National Theater live performance of Tennessee Williams' classic, A Streetcar Named Desire, Thursday, November 13th at 6 p.m. Blanche DuBois moves to New Orleans to live with her sister Stella, creating clashes between Blanche and Stella's husband Stanley, which pushes her into insanity. See the twists and turns for yourself. Tickets are available now at the Wild Theater box office or online at wildtheater.com. A Streetcar Named Desire, Thursday, November 13th.
Back to school can mean back to sniffles, coughs, and other illnesses. Whether you or your family are navigating cold and flu season or seeking care for a sports injury, our team at Same Day Health and Imaging is here to care for you. Same Day Health and Imaging, located between Walmart and WyoVision, is open 7 days a week, offering walk-in services for illnesses, injuries, lab draws, x-rays, mammography, and more. Look for the white flags at 1470 Sugarland Drive. Our team looks forward to providing you with excellent patient-centered care. Walk-ins are welcome, or you can schedule an appointment at SheridanSameDay.com.
Join Sheridan Media and the band Stereo Pilot for an evening of fantastic music and fun Saturday, November 8th at the Warehouse Gastro Pub. This celebration of community spirit is a fundraiser for the Christmas Wish Program, helping to make Christmas a little merrier for local families. Help make the holidays a little brighter by attending and donating at the Christmas Wish Benefit Concert with Stereo Pilot, Saturday, November 8th, 8 to 10 p.m. at the Warehouse Gastro Pub. Sound by Har Media.